righty, welcome everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. And it is getting very close to Christmas. A lot of people out there shopping. Malls are packed. People enjoying themselves out there. I was thinking about this today, and Randy Wang and myself might be in the same category here. And I hate to throw you in this category with me, but you might be right there with me, my brother. You know, when you're having sex with a woman, and or you're hitting that stick yourself, you constantly think about other chicks, right?
Yeah.
And chicks think about guys. Unless you're lesbian, think about chicks. But chicks think about guys.
Yeah.
I think that you and I might be in this category of no woman's fantasy.
I'm definitely in that category. You're on the radio. You've been on the radio for years. I'm sure some chicks have fantasized about you.
Uh-uh. That's why it's more embarrassing for me, because I've been on the air for 12 years, and I think that if you were to just, like, able to scan all the women and what they're thinking while they're having sex, and think of, oh, there's a chick in Beverly Hills. She's thinking about Brad Pitt. Oh, there's another Brad Pitt in Pacoima. Oh, look, there popped up an Eli Manning over in San Diego. And they could, you know, pop up and see what these chicks are thinking about. There might be zero chicks thinking about me.
Well, there's definitely zero thinking about me.
Oh, Randy.
But I don't even have guys thinking about me.
But we're in the boat together, buddy. You know, yeah. we're brothers that way, man.
You might have some guys into you.
Oh, I bet there are more guys that think about me than chicks. I bet that's true.
I don't even have any guys that would be into me.
Oh, I bet that's not true. I bet there are plenty of guys that would like to share a taco or two with you. And I meant a real taco.
Hey, Tim.
Yeah.
I'm not saying this to make Randy feel any worse.
Oh, no.
But just so you know, I have two girlfriends that have told me that they've fantasized about you before.
Is that right?
Yes. And they're very attractive women.
Yes. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. Merry Christmas. I wasn't going to tell you that, but it's true since we're talking about
it. Hey, fantastic. Randy, we're not in that boat anymore together. You're all alone, brother.
Now it's going to tip over.
Yeah, take your oars and your bathing suit and your life preserver and shove off. I am back in business. But, like, think about Brad Pitt. Brad Pitt, I think there's 3 billion chicks in the world? There's 6 billion people, so there's 3 billion chicks. Now, there's probably a billion who are either too young or too old to be in the game. Or they're religious and crazy or lesbians, whatever, so they're not thinking about dudes. But let's say there's 2.5 billion people. Or 2 billion chicks around the world. Brad Pitt might be the fantasy of a billion women. There might be a billion women on Earth that would love to hang out with Brad Pitt. Guy's got looks. He's got money. He's a good dad, evidently. He's even got a mustache. I think that's for a film that he's doing. And that's got to be overwhelming. I mean, why would a guy like that, who has that many chicks that would love to be with him, I don't understand why those guys get married. I never get that. I mean, if you're really, really doing well with chicks, right? You're a major stud. You got that put 'em that's decent. You got a nice car, you got a nice house, you don't spend every weekend at Santa Anita with me and my loser buddies. But you're really happening. And then you get married? You settle down with a chick? One? I don't know how you make that transition. And some guys are like that. Some guys are like just natural studs, man. They go to a bar. Chicks are all over him. I got a friend like that. And I won't mention his name because he's engaged and it's a source of irritation for his bride-to-be. All right? But Matt, oh my God, I'm sorry I said his name, sorry, is a friend of mine who is just a complete stud. Anytime we talk about that in private, so I can't imagine on the air it's any better. But that guy is a major, major stud. And there are guys like that. You know, you're out there, you take care of yourself, you work out, you eat right. And you can get almost any chick. And then all of a sudden something happens. And some chick convinces you, hey, let's get married and have kids. And either in a weak moment or one of those, or around the holidays where you think, God, you know, I'd like to have a Christmas tree and kids and a wife. And then you get into it. But I think marriage is for guys like me, you know? Not so great with the chicks. Yeah. I mean, I'm not a complete loser, but not the biggest stud in the world. I'll have to say that. And that's an honest review. Not BSing anybody there. But and I enjoy, you know, my wife and my kid and the life I got going out there in the valley. But I think that's because I wasn't one of those guys. I think if I was one of those guys, I'd still be one of those guys.
Jesus Christ.
So, baby, please. I'm on a roll here. But I don't know. Maybe that's, maybe it's what happens. Like, maybe, you know, like you have so many chicks in your life that you burn out. Is that possible? Is it possible to have so much success in your life when it comes to chicks that it's not a challenge anymore and you just burn out? Do guys get there? I don't know if they do. Well, let's ask the fellas. Is it possible, and you studs out there, I'm not talking about you goofballs out there, you know, if you're a guy like me, just, you know, get yourself a cigarette or a beer or whatever. And but if you're like really doing well with chicks, and then eventually, can you burn out from that? Here are the phone numbers. And what happens when you burn out? Do you get married? You go gay? I don't know what you do. Here are the phone numbers. 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Like you're out there, you know, you got game, as Arsenio would say, right?
You go, dog.
Thank you, Arsenio. He'll be on with us tomorrow night, so stay tuned for that, 8 o'clock tomorrow night. But you're out there and you're really happening. You know, you got your game, you got your chicks, and it's every night could be a different chick. Sometimes two in a night. And then what burns out? I mean, is it the testosterone you finally lose? Is it every chick is the same? Is it just tired of the rat race? Tired of the drama and the phone calls and the breaking ups and the phone messages and all that crap? And so you hang out and you eventually hang with a woman. But I think it's dangerous to do if you're a complete stud. I think it's dangerous to get married because I have a theory also that sort of parallels this. Like if you ever meet somebody through the computer, and I have a couple relatives who have gotten married because they met a guy in a chat room or a dating service or whatever on the computer. I don't think it's possible for those relationships to last very long, and I'll tell you why. Because the man and the woman met on the computer. So whenever the guy says, hey, I'm going to go on the computer, the first thought of the chick is, he's going to go talk to some other chick. And you'll suspect him or her while they're on the computer if they're in their office alone. Like, wait a minute. He met me on the computer. Who's he talking to now? Look at that. All right. Is it possible to burn out on hot chicks? It seems almost odd to say that. I guess it is, though. You know, there's some guys out there that are pretty studly. All right, let's talk to a Jay in Simi Valley on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, Conway, how you doing?
All right, man. You you pretty studly do it out there?
I'm married and I just had a baby.
Oh, good for you. But before you were married?
I did okay. But I just had the opinion that I won't say I'm a stud, so I really can't speak for
all right,
stud.
Well, call us back when we're doing I'm Not a Stud Hour, all right? But I'm talking about guys who are, you know, and you know these guys when you go into a bar. You know, you spot them instantly, go, oh, that guy right there. That guy's a stud. Like, there's a guy who works here at the station, and I probably shouldn't use his name because maybe there's an issue with the wife. And he's got a wife and kids and stuff. But maybe there's an issue with the wife. But that guy, he's a tall guy, makes a lot of money, and a complete stud. And I was wondering why that guy got married. Let's talk to Anthony in Simi Valley on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, how you doing, Tim?
All right, man.
Well, I got some input on this situation. I think, you know, it might sound cheesy, but the real thing is, after a while, it gets down to who you can hang out with or not.
Right. Now, are you married?
No, I'm engaged.
You're engaged. Okay. Now, were you, you got a lot of chicks, though, when you were single?
Yeah, I mean, you know, starting about 17, 18, going through the college years and all that stuff, I did all right.
Did you do really well?
I mean, what's really well?
Like, you're able to go into a bar and pretty much have the best chick there?
I wouldn't say the best chick every time, but I was able to go to a bar and get someone to go home, yeah.
Every time, almost?
75%, 80%.
That's studly. All right, excellent. We finally got a stud. All right, and so you burned out on it, huh?
Yeah, well, one of my good buddies has a good quote. He says, you know, show me a hot girl, and I'll show you a guy that's bored of banging her.
Oh, great. Well, thanks for the original comment. I mean, I think I've heard that a billion times in my life.
Yeah. But what it is, Tim, is you eventually, you, and it's just like people in general. I mean, it's hard to find unique people. So if you hang out with enough people, I mean, the top 5 to 10% are really unique kind of people that you want to spend your time with.
Well, that's true. I mean, you know, there are a whole host of people that you try to avoid in life.
Yeah, exactly.
Lunatics, radical drug addicts, criminals. I mean, you know, there's a whole list of them. And you want to hang out with somebody who has a sense of humor, or at least has your sense of humor.
And Tim, how many really good friends do you have that you really want to hang out with a lot?
Well, you mean guy friends?
Exactly.
I would say maybe 20, 25.
I mean, and how many people have you run into, acquaintances, the people that would like to be your friend?
Oh, yeah, probably a little more than that. Yeah, but you know what? But you're right. Eventually, you don't have enough time to, you know, to sit there. It's sort of odd because I have different, you know, groups of friends. I've known these guys hang out. I've known them since third grade. Another group of friends at work. Another group of friends that I hang out the track with. So it's like four or five, you know, different groups of friends that that really don't, you know, ever meet each other. And it's great because, you know, you get your friends from school that you know and you can talk to, and maybe 3 or 4 years goes by, but, you know, between a conversation and you pick up right where you left off, and that's great. But I know what you're talking about. There are so many morons and humorless people walking around.
Yeah.
It's a wonder you ever meet anybody that you have any kind of joy, you know, hanging with.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, buddy. It's a good call. Guy's got a great point, I guess. I don't know what his point was.
Doesn't matter.
Let's talk to Randy in Long Beach. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, hi. I just wanted to tell you that I did, like, the total stud thing since, like, right after high school. I was that kind of guy who was, like, all the ladies really didn't like me in high school, and then I guess I quote-unquote blossomed, whatnot.
Right. Well, look at you.
Yeah, and then, you know, after high school, it was insane, you know? And the funny thing is, like, I had a really good buddy, me and my buddy Dorian. We used to always go to bars and whatnot, parties, and we'd always leave with the ladies. And for the most part, like, man, I don't know. I took it to the extreme, you know. It was all the way to, like, conning, like, hot chicks into, like, threesomes. And, like, we had a few orgies and stuff like that. And it just became, like, overdose, you know.
But now are you married?
No, I just got engaged.
Oh, you did? Okay. Yeah. All right, so you don't know what you're missing yet. I mean, you know, you may, 3 years into marriage, say to yourself, you know, I really haven't missed that.
No, and I can agree to that because, like, I'm an artist and I do a lot of design and I have to use a lot of models and I do a lot of life drawing. So I get these chicks that want to be drawn, whatever, and then now they're all hitting me up. Like, it's even worse now. It seems like that I'm in a relationship and they're just, like, hitting me up all the time, like, oh, we got to hang out. Oh, is your fiance, like, into threesomes? And, you know, and it's retarded. And, like, and now at this point, like, that I'm engaged and everything, it's like you second guess everything because I'm constantly being dogged by these women.
Oh, it's the worst, huh?
Yeah, but at the same time, it's,
I mean,
still,
not that I know, but I can imagine.
At the same time, you know, you think, and I'm not like a spiritual or religious person, but like it almost wears on the soul, like it's almost because it's like such an overdose that it becomes like more of a chore at times, even. And then, you know, it's like a lot of money, dude, you know.
Yeah. By the way, Randy Wang is taking off his belt and hanging himself in the booth here. He can't take any more of these calls.
Yeah.
There he goes.
It's ridiculous. Because, like, I just, you know, the good old days, they were so good, you know, and it was like.
Yeah, but why did you give them up, man?
You know, I asked myself the same question, and it was really like I personally, like on my own philosophical trail, was feeling a real lack of.
Yeah, but there must have been a turning point. Like when I go to Vegas and I get my ass kicked, I can always trace it back to one bad hand or one bad move I made in craps or a slot machine, whatever, and then the downhill slide starts until I have no money left. What was the point where you said, I can't do this anymore?
Okay. It was last year on Christmas. Me and these three girls went on a road trip up to San Francisco to hang out with a bunch of friends. Anyways, like the whole time there was all this sexual tension in the car on the way up, and we spent like a couple nights camping out before we got to Frisco. We stayed with some friends in Frisco, and it's a bunch of gay friends that I have, and they all like brought all their friends, and then okay, anyways, it just turned into this huge sex party. And at that point, like, I just felt like this real, like, sense of emptiness, in a sense, where I felt like I really didn't care about anybody, like thoroughly enough.
Randy, put that gun down. Put it down. Put it. Randy? Randy, don't. Randy? There he goes.
Nice.
So it turned into a big sex party, right?
Yeah, and, like, it just.
And these are hot chicks.
These are pretty hot chicks, man.
Right.
I can say it, you know.
You seem like I have a pretty good street sense about guys. You seem like a trustworthy dude, so I trust you that they're hot chicks.
Yeah.
And it turned into a big sex party. And when you drove back, you said to yourself, "That's it."
Well, when I drove back, that's when I really started getting into my girlfriend at the time, and I was like, you know. Maybe it's time to like really hang up that sword or I don't know, armor or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, you went out as a winner. I mean, you know, you won the Super Bowl and then, you know, retired.
Yeah, basically I was like, I'm gonna take my money and run on this one. Yeah. I haven't gotten any diseases, you know what I mean? I had plenty of sex, hundreds of girls, and you know, it's time to call it a day. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a shame, you know, for the chicks that you gotta take yourself off the market like that. But you know, I think a lot of guys don't go out winners. You know, they get caught, like let's say, you know, a guy has a girlfriend and he goes to a hooker that he thinks is gonna be hot and he shows up. And she's like a drug addicted, thin, you know, railed chick. She's got dogs around. Her place is a mess. There's open cat food. There's feces around. And then the pimp comes in and robs him blind and says, you know, if you report this to the cops, we're all going to jail. And he leaves there feeling like a complete a-hole. And then he goes home and he says to his girlfriend, hey, will you marry me? You know, because that was like a huge mistake. And he saw his life flash in front of him. But I know very few guys that, you know, the big sex orgy is what, you know, turned you into a marrying type.
Yeah. And then the other thing, too, is that it's strange to me because for me and a couple of my buddies, and I only have like two guy friends that I really trust that we, you know, we're pretty tight. And when we go out, you know what I mean? We know what we're doing, you know? And it's funny to me because I meet a lot of guys that, you know, are cool and whatnot, but, like, they just don't have any charisma or any, like, real know-how. And because it's not hard. You know what I mean? I see hot chicks with ugly dudes, and it's just, it sometimes amazes me that some dudes feel so, like, unable to really.
Yeah, I mean, they have I have it. It's a block.
Yeah, and you know? It's just like, you gotta realize that I think most of the time girls are not as, like, complicated in that way, you know, for, like, sex and just getting them crazy. It's pretty simple.
All right, buddy, we're gonna put you on hold and give you something here. A pair of tickets to see Coexist Comedy Hour, or the comedy tour happening this Thursday night at the Hollywood Improv, coexistcomedy.com. Is it possible to burn out on hot chicks and then get married? Is that possible? Hold on one sec. We'll take all of your phone calls when we come back. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. Everybody, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. Is it possible to be too studly? Where you have too many chicks, too many hot chicks, and you burn out on them. Then you get married, or, I don't know, you go gay. I don't know what you do. Let's talk to Steve in Irvine. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, Terry. How you doing?
All right. You burned out on chicks, huh?
You know what? Yeah, man, I am.
And how old are you?
31.
31. You did very well for yourself, huh?
Yeah, but I'm not your traditional kind of stud. I'm not the super good-looking guy that's going to walk into a bar. I'm actually the guy that, you know, gets in there once you start to know him. You know, all my friends, sisters, all, you know, that kind of stuff. All my friends' girlfriends' friends. That's
right.
My style, you
you're
know?
You're the turtle.
Yeah, I'm the guy that, you know, everyone doesn't realize it, and before you know it, I'm into banging your mother. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, what a great guy to have at the Thanksgiving dinner.
That's right.
Yeah, that's you work slowly. You're like, you know, they say these fires nowadays, they skunk around on the ground. And that's kind of like you skunk around until you get a hit.
You know what? Sometimes it happens pretty fast, too. But, you know, I'm telling you, I wouldn't be the guy that walks up to the bar and has a lot of success. But if I'm at a backyard barbecue, I know for sure I'm walking away with a slam dunk.
That's pretty good, dude. Now, you burned out on it?
You know what I am, man. You know what it is that it's always an act. You're never yourself, and no one gets to know you. That's what it comes down to.
Yeah, but isn't that life?
Yeah, a little bit, but sometimes you want to just be able to sit on the couch in your underwear, you know, blow some gas if you need to, and not have to worry about anything, you know?
Yeah, that's, well, then you got to get married, man, because that's all you do once you get married.
Well, nah, I wouldn't go so far as to say that, but definitely a long-term girlfriend, you know?
Yeah. All right, dude. All right, well, it sounds like you did very well for yourself, and then you burned out on it. Look at these guys. Thanks for calling. Let's talk to Robert in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Well, how's it going, Tim?
Hey, what's up with you?
Pretty good. Just right here laying low.
Yeah?
Yeah, I was telling Gina I've been married 3 times. But it gets, it's what should I say? It gets tired after a while. You just want to kick back and lay low and don't go out too much. And that's how I feel now these days.
But I go out there,
and I still meet girls.
But when you were single, were you a major stud?
Yeah, when I was single, I started when I was like 15 years old.
Right.
Yeah, my sisters, their friends, and go out with them, drink a little, smoke a little. So, you know, it was pretty good. And then I started noticing, the girls will come up to me. And from there on, I didn't, you know, like that other guy, the guy who the last caller was saying, you know, like, you know that move already and you just stick with it. And I stuck with it and I never I like that girl. You know, I never tried to go up there and and show who am I. They right. will, you know, they'll come up to
All right,
me.
So you did the whole stud thing. You got hot. Were they hot chicks?
Oh yes, they were nice.
And then you
they
got married. Nice. Are you happily married?
I was for the first wife. I thought that was it. I thought it was completely done. I go, girls will come up to me. I'm married, you know. I will be the honest guy, because if you start lying to them, they will hate you. And boy, they will hate you. Girls will put stuff out there. It's unbelievable. Oh, he got this. He got that. To watch out for it. Because, so I was a 10 honest with them. Right. You could see I was going out with girls looking like Gina.
Wow.
Real beautiful girls. Mm. I had some nice, beautiful girls.
Excellent.
But the beautiful girls, what they have is they're more not conceited. They're more they take care of themselves more better than what an unattractive girl.
Very well said.
Yeah. But,
yes. All right, buddy. You're a major stud. Brett in Simi Valley. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hi. How you doing?
Hey.
Tim?
All right.
Yeah. So I'm gay.
All right.
And,
I'll take your word for it.
Okay. Now, I like to call myself a big time stud in the gay, you know, in the gay community.
Right.
Fantastic.
Now, in the gay community, like in the heterosexual community, do you have to be in great shape to be a stud?
Yeah, I think it's more important actually for us. So, I'm in fantastic shape. I have great abdominals, great thighs, great everything, and I've cleaned up. When I go out, I've cleaned up just pretty much every time I go out. And you know, people may say, "Well, you're gay; it's easier." But there's a lot of gay guys out there getting shot down every night, and I just laugh at them.
How many guys have you been with?
I can't even count how many men I've slept with.
Fantastic.
Hope I never say that in my life, but I understand you, dude. But has it been hundreds of guys?
No, I don't think that much. I'm only 24, so
Are you careful out there?
What's that?
You careful?
Oh, yeah, I'm very careful. I mean, I've done the whole big orgy thing, and that's about as loose as I've let go of, you know. But I'm very careful, condoms and everything.
Was it a gay orgy or a bi orgy?
It was a bi orgy. There were some women. I think I did feel some boobs when I was feeling around. So I believe there were some women in there.
A lights out orgy, huh?
It was one of those. We had a strobe light, and it wasn't really working that well. The fog machine was going. It was sort of weird.
Where was this? Not Scary Farm?
No, this was in Hollywood, West Hollywood.
And those parties go on pretty often?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I know of one this weekend, if you're interested.
I can't do it, but Randy.
Oh, come on, Tim.
We'll send Randy there and see if he can come back with some stories.
Hey, but I'll tell you what, I'm very burnt out. To be honest with you, I sort of want to settle down, but, you know, because Pat... Proposition 8 passed. I sort of feel like maybe I shouldn't settle down yet.
Yeah, maybe it was a lucky stroke. You know, lucky a stroke of luck for you.
Yeah, it was a little sign. So
you can't get married.
But I do feel a little bad after I go out there and you know have sex with men and
how many
I
guys,
come home and
how,
I don't know
the,
them.
What's the most amount of guys you had sex with one night?
Several, and that's because I didn't remember the last couple.
Oh really?
Yeah, but you know it's all in fun. We you know high five and stuff. It's very buddy buddy.
Wait, high five while you're doing it?
Yeah, I'm one of those cool gay guys. You know, I'm a bro, but I'm gay. So.
Oh, I see. I don't know what that means. You're a black guy?
No, I mean like I'm a dude. I talk a little gay, but you know I'm a dude. I could clean up on girl with girls if I didn't talk this way. Let me put it that way. I'm a good looking bro.
Right. Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
So you're into like sports and gambling, drinking, smoking, all that.
Oh yeah. Yeah. But I'm gay. That's the only problem. But anyway, we all love your show.
Thank
me and all
you,
my
sir.
Friends.
Thank
and you're doing a very good job out there. Okay.
All right. And what's going on with this Proposition 8? You guys still fighting it?
Oh, I could really care less. I don't really get married. But,
I think real truly gay guys don't give a rat's ass.
No, I just want to have fun. Yeah. So.
All right, but it sounds like you're having a great life going on.
Bye.
Take care of yourself. I didn't think he was gay up until the last second. then it would put it over the top for me there. All right. Is it possible to burn out on hot chicks? I guess, or hot dudes. Maybe chicks have burned out on hot dudes. Is that possible? Hot chicks and hot dudes? 520-9710. That's 520-9710. And 888-520-9710. Now, Gina, you're a chick. Are there, like, stud ets? And I only use that term because I don't know the proper term for it.
You mean sluts?
Well, sluts is sort of a negative connotation there. It has a negative ring to it. But are there, like, chicks that go out to bars just to get guys, like, every weekend?
Yeah, like chicks with game.
Every weekend?
Absolutely.
Hot chicks?
Party girls, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's fun.
And they burn out on that?
I don't know anyone who's burnt out.
No?
No, it's like a way of life. I think it's to prove something to yourself that you still got it, that you still know how to have fun, that you're not getting older. People just, you know, that's just how they are. I think it spans both genders.
Yeah, I think it does keep you young. You know? Getting out there and hitting those bars, meeting new people.
Yes, Timmy.
Yes, Gino. Johnny and Irvine, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Timmy, how you doing?
All right, man.
Hey, look, man, I'm 49 years old today. I grew up here in Newport Beach. And, you know, when I started, when I hit 21, 22, I was a good-looking guy, man. Good shape, great set of hair. And chicks were a dime a dozen. We would club it. Back in my day, we used to wear Willie wear. And then we graduated Armani's. And then we used to buy Dom Perignon. And there's women.
What's Willie wear?
Well, that was an old thing used by Nordstrom's back in the early 80s. But, you know, you just always wear the fancy clothes.
Right.
And then you have a little money, and even if we only had $500 between us, you know, buddy, then we'd buy about two bottles of Dom Perignon.
And the chicks, did you get into Coke as well?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's the way you used to.
Yeah, because you're about my age. I'm 45. We're a couple of years apart, but... So you probably went through the whole, go-go 80s with the cocaine.
If you got the bottle of Dom Perignon, you got a nice, some nice clothes on and a head of hair and a little washboard stomach, oh, chicks are dime a dozen. You pick your choice.
Right.
10 to 15 girls a month, easily. For 10, 15 years, I must have slept with about 2,000 women. Then eventually you start getting bored, like all those guys are saying. You get bored, and you just go, man, I want some girl I can just lay in my underwear with and drink a beer and watch TV.
You find
them? I thought I did. I tried to start making women be what I wanted them to be. Then I thought I finally found the right one. And I spent 5 years there, and then all my buddies are still going and going. And I go, man, no, I'm settled down, man. You got to find love, man. You got to slow down. Just wait.
Now you're back with those dudes.
5 years later, now I come back in time again, at about the age of 40, you know, and I don't have so much of a hairdo anymore.
Right.
You know, the washboard stomach is kind of...
How old are the chicks you're getting now?
Now, well, the chicks I'm getting now are in the late 30s and 40s,
yeah.
But I had to go back and start do the scan again like I used to. But now I can't get them like I did from looks. But fortunately, I got the money now.
Yeah,
so I got money that I can buy 10 bottles of Dom Perignon. I can roll around Armani and, you know, Newport Beach and Laguna is something funny. So I still got my charisma.
That's pretty
cool.
Don't
get all
dude.
The looks, but I remember all the words to say. But... When you find the right chick, you get burned out. It only can last, if you're a guy like me, it only can last for so long. And then
right.
You start looking again. You go, I want it again. So I slowed down to about 5 to 6 girls a month.
Right.
I mean, that for the last 8 years.
Did you let yourself go when you got married?
Yes, absolutely I did. I just let myself go and started buying a Harley and a boat and big house and all that.
But you had the big stomach and the
no, not that big, but yeah. It wasn't like the shape I was in. But eventually, if you're a guy that's a stud, you know how the lifestyle is. You know how to go out there to get anything you want, man.
I think those guys are also successful in business as well. Yeah, you know, because I got a theory that, you know, the guys who are the horniest amongst us are usually the most successful in business.
Well, well, my business at that time was to get laid just to work. You know,
what do you do now? What do you do for a living?
I went to Viper Club when I was younger with a couple of good looking buddies like you said you have. They're good looking guys, man. Just like chick magnets. You know, I was pretty decent too. And so we had all these girls come to the table. We start stacking up Dom Perignon bottles like you stack up champagne glasses up on top. We had 10 of them stacked up like a pyramid.
Right.
And for these, all these girls come going, who are you? We rolled up in a limousine, which we all had to chip in for. And then one girl says, my boyfriend, Max Markin, he's looking over right now. He's Johnny Depp. Who's Johnny Depp? Uh-huh. That's that guy in 22, whatever. So anyway, he comes up over and he's mad because we're getting all the attention at the Viper Club up in Sunset. And we end up going out having a freak ball with him and a couple of other guys. But what I'm saying is this, put it in a nutshell. You know, I knew where he went. We had checks. Then he wanted to settle down. You know, 2000, I don't know how that goes. Who's that guy that wrote the book that he screwed 100,000 women? Played for Lakers?
No, I think that was Will Chamberlain.
Will Chamberlain, yeah. I had a couple thousand, and then
good
I tried to settle down, and then but it only lasts 5 years.
I know, man. It's tough. Johnny in Irvine. All right, buddy, thanks for the call. We got to take a quick break.
Bye.
Here. See you later. Is it possible to burn out on hot chicks? Evidently it is. Look at all these guys. They're studs, and they got married. Because they burned out on chicks, on hot chicks. Amazing. 520-9710, 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk. Everybody, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. Tomorrow, Arsenio Hall at 8 o'clock. Look at that. Is it possible to burn out on hot chicks? Jade in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, Tim. Love the show.
Thank you, Jade.
I'm completely burned out on hot guys and hot chicks. It's become just this mundane process where you go out and people ply you with drinks and, you know, everyone's surrounded, you know, and we're so hot, and you have to be this person where you can't really be yourself, and you can't get to know people because it's basically who you're going to go home with that night. And it's really, really tiresome. And I'm only 19, but
wow.
I really, really, I mean, it's been since, you know, the beginning of high school where it's just the parties and now the clubs, and it's just like...
Well, you're 19. I mean, you burned out on the back stretch, baby.
Well, you know, unfortunately, that's pretty much how it is. And guys like Randy are starting to look pretty good to me.
Wow.
Because it's just like, you get with a hot guy, and, you know, he knows he's hot.
Well, what about you? Let's talk about you. You tall? You short? You big?
I'm short. I'm the chick that works at the toy store. You guys went to my MySpace. I got it.
Oh, yeah. That 19-year-old who's burned out at working at a major toy store.
Right. So... I'm pretty cute, and I get a lot of, I'm into guys and girls, so I kind of go home with either one, but it's the same thing. It's like everyone knows they're hot, everyone knows what they're there for, nobody's looking for a relationship, and I kind of miss, you know, having a connection. I'm not, right. You know, rolling somebody out of bed at 6 a.m.
Yeah. All right. Well, I saw your web page, I guess your MySpace.
Yeah.
Would you consider yourself what? Scale of 1 to 10?
LA 7.
What about Midwestern?
Midwest 10. No, I,
Baby, I've seen the photos. That ain't a 10, baby.
Oh, my God. That's so offensive. How dare you?
I know, but it's not a 2 either. I'm saying you're in between.
No, I get a lot of hot guys, a lot of hot chicks telling me I'm pretty cute. The guy I'm seeing now is pretty. He's a definite LA 10. So I can.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'5", unfortunately.
And what do you weigh?
About 140.
That's a huge bitch.
All right, well, now what are you going to do? You said you're going to be a stripper or a hooker. Is that still happening?
Yeah.
Is that still in the works?
Yeah, that's pretty much still in effect.
And what would you rather do? You want to do both?
I'd rather strip.
Have you gone to on any like interviews or anything?
No, I haven't. I don't know. Until this major toy store gig kind of burns out, I'm going to keep doing that. But other than that, that's pretty much the way I'm going to go.
All right. Well, I wish you luck with that, darling. I really do.
Thank you, Tim.
All right, take care of yourself. All right, there she goes. Yeah, I saw the pictures. I don't know. I've seen tents.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know about that one. Let's talk to a Sean in Mid-City here. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hi, good. I guess, an odd situation. I'm kind of a late bloomer, you know, 5'8". Eighth grade, I was 5'11", and about 130 pounds lighter than I am now.
Right.
So, you know, joined a service and put on some bulk and, you know, got a little more confident and then I became successful. In my 20s and 30s, I wouldn't say I had a huge amount of hot chicks, but I'm curious to hear what your other callers say. The couple dozen, I guess, maybe three dozen hot chicks I've had in my life, they all turned out to be, if you get to know them more than 3 or 4 days, they turned out to have real emotional problems. Is that, I mean, insecure?
Yeah, I think some guys do, too. Now, Sean, I think you've left us... I think you left a message for a chick who works here at CBS. Is this you?
Yeah, hi there, Olga. It's Dimitri. Sorry I had to leave such a rushed message with you when we met the other day. I just want to quickly give you my phone number, and I had to get the heck out of the area. In any event, I figure I better leave you a more detailed message and explain why I approached you. I am single. I have no trouble meeting women. I mean, women approach me 6-7 times a day, but I'm very particular about what I like. You're extremely elegant. I couldn't take my eyes off of you, and your friends were very jealous. Even if they say they weren't, they were envious of the fact that I approached you, and I was very taken by you. Elegant women are very rare. I'm Greek, and I'm very particular about what I like. So I'm giving you an opportunity here. I don't know if you pick up the messages on the weekend, but I'm working on a movie script, so I'm pretty much around all weekend doing that. I left you my number. This looks like a landline, and if it is, you may not get the message till Monday, but when you do, call me, and then we'll get together for coffee and chat and let the romance begin. You look very taken aback by my approach, and I hope that isn't timidness. I hope it was just a little bit of shock at being approached so directly, because I don't really date timid women. Because I'm a very direct, very passionate, very assertive man. And I want a woman who's very independent. And
all right, Sean, is that you? You're just saying your name is Dimitri? Guy hung up, man. Look at that. Let's talk to Aaron. Simi Valley, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, man. How you doing?
All right, man. You burned out on hot chicks?
Not so much, actually. You said something earlier, about how the horniest guys make the best businessmen.
Is that true?
I'm 19 years old. I went through high school, basically. I'm a good looking guy. I've just been like banging chicks, like left and right. And actually, as soon as I got out of high school, I started working and, seems the more money I make, the less women I get. So I don't know if it's, I don't know, maybe I'm just too consumed.
What are you doing? What's your business?
I work in the studios. I'm a cinematographer.
Oh, that's pretty cool. That's a good job. I mean, that's a very difficult job, too.
It's a lot of fun, though.
Yeah. But, I mean, you also get blamed for a lot of crap there, too.
That's true.
You know. All right, dude, we're running out of time. I wish you luck with that. And, we'll talk more about that later on. But I think that I know the most successful guys I know are also the guys that are, you know, super, super, super super horny guys, man. I love that tail, man. Speaking of tail, Gina's going to do the news at 9. Do you know what's going on with that news?
Well, Tom Cruise gives Matt Lauer a much-anticipated apology, and I have the perfect playmate for little Sophia Conway. We'll talk about this and more after the break.
What? Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I'm with you there, man. Jesus Christ. All right, folks, when we come back, Gina Grad is going to do the news. And we'll continue with the show until 11 o'clock tonight. Arsenio Hall is on with us tomorrow.
You go, dog.
Yeah, what a treat that is. Every single Wednesday. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk.
Complete shows from Adam Carolla, Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, Danny Bonaducci, Tom Likas, and more. Just go to 971FMTalk.com and subscribe with iTunes.